At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, friends, or should I say friends? Welcome to We Are the BYC. What is this? Well, hopefully it will be a podcast with some sort of frequency. It's basically a place for us to get to know each other, or at least more so than we already do. First off, I want to say this podcast is not about me. It's not for me, or anything to do with making myself more important or special. I guess I should say who I am, though. I forgot that part. Hi, guys. I'm Dawn. I am the human behind Baby Yoda SD. And this podcast is something I've wanted to do for a long time. I've been interested in the people behind the accounts for a very long time, getting to know who the people are. And I'm sure some of you are curious as well. So I figured this is a great opportunity and a kind of cool method to find out a little bit more about each other. And as much as I don't like to be in the spotlight, and I feel like I have such social anxiety, I thought I better go first. If I'm expecting anybody else to come here and give details about themselves, I guess I better be willing to do it also. So here's just a little bit about me. When I first came into the community or found the community, it was never even a thought to me that it would have lasted this long, or even more surprisingly, that I would have met such amazing people and made such great friends. I thought it was just all about Baby Yoda. At least that's what it started out as for me. Just seeing pictures of screenshots from the show, or maybe behind the scenes videos. And then eventually seeing all of our babies, you know, and the things that they would get up to and their interactions with each other. It was just funny, you know, like just funny and heartwarming. And it really carried me through some pretty bad times that I had been going through. The friendships that evolved were just totally a bonus, something I didn't expect, I didn't plan, and just, you know, it's amazing. But anyway, what really drew me to the Baby Yoda, I guess I don't really know, other than the fact that he was so freaking cute. But the Baby Yoda show, or The Mandalorian, I guess, came out in November of 2019. And my mom had just passed away that September, totally unexpectedly. And that was devastating for me. I was in a pretty bad place mentally, very depressed, just having so many questions about life and what the heck was the point of everything. And I couldn't really find much happiness. Like, I found things that were funny or would make me happy from time to time, but it just never really overcame that sadness that had really taken over. So when The Mandalorian was announced, I had no reason to expect anything other than, you know, like a Star Wars themed show. And I thought, okay, I'm a Star Wars fan. But that last scene in the first episode, when that baby was revealed, oh my gosh, I just could not, like, my jaw dropped and I think I gasped. And you would have thought that, I don't know, I'd just seen Revelations or something. But after that moment, I was like, I gotta find more info about this. I gotta find out, is this baby Yoda? Like, is it actually Yoda? Is this, what is the time frame or the time period when this is set? Is it, you know, I think all of us were having these same questions, but I was obsessed, like, instantly. So I started Googling everything about it, trying to find anything and everything I could, like pictures, videos, articles. I don't know. It just became my obsession. And I thought I was the only one. So some months had gone by, and in the meantime, I had started going on Instagram. I was not really a social media user. I had my own personal account, but I didn't really do much with it. I kind of was the type of person that stayed off social media. It, to me, was, I think, mostly a place for people to argue and fight with each other. And I was like, no, I don't need to deal with that. So I'm not going to be on it. Well, everything I would Google about Baby Yoda, it kept bringing up Instagram pages of, you know, probably just fan pages showing pictures and behind the scenes things. But then around, what was it? April, maybe, or May of 2020, when the Mattel babies were released, I started seeing pictures of our babies, you know, people creating Instagram accounts. And I thought it was the cutest thing. I was like, okay, it's not Baby Yoda, but okay, it'll do. Because the show was on the hiatus and I wasn't getting any more like fresh material. So I needed to kind of fill that void. So I started looking at accounts. And the first accounts I remember were Baby Yoda in black and white. Zamas, for sure. Like, Zamas was in the middle of all of my Explorer pages. Who else? Oh, Baby Yoda on the go. Or Mandalore and Yodi and Yayo. And it just, especially Yodi and Yayo's videos, those guys made me laugh. And I just thought it was so adorable. Like, I couldn't believe, like, the creativity that was behind these accounts. Baby Yoda in black and white, her photos were just like, it was amazing to me because it wasn't like I was looking at toy photography. Like, the way she was capturing at the time, it was just Yodi in black and white photos. It was like, it was a living child, and she would just happen to catch a shot of him doing whatever he was doing that day. And it started to bring the babies, our babies, to life for me. So I got JoJo in June of 2020, but I was at Target one day and saw him in the toy aisle and I grabbed him. He was one of two that were there. And I didn't start an account for him right away. I started my account in August of 2020 because it never occurred to me that I should make him an account. But one day, as I was like just looking through the pages of people's accounts, I just thought it was so cute how in the comments the babies were talking to each other. You know, they would leave comments to each other, then whoever it was reply as the baby. And it was clear to me, it wasn't just people putting out these pictures or, you know, putting out this content. It was the babies. Like, they were making the content. They were interacting with each other. And I just thought, oh my gosh, that is the cutest thing. And I felt like JoJo needed to be a part of that. Like, he needs friends. He needs to meet other kids his age, you know, and have somebody to interact with. So that's how I decided, yeah, I'm going to make my account. And then my very first post, I think I had 2 comments on it. I don't know now, maybe there was 3, but it was, I remember it was Zamas and it was Chef Baby Yoda, and they were welcoming, you know, welcome Fwen, welcome to the BYC or the Baby Yoda community or whatever it was they said. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's got friends already. And it was just the cutest thing. It was just the babies talking to each other. And, you know, it took off from there. And so the community just really filled that void for me. It gave me something to be happy about. It gave me something to look forward to. You know, at a time where I was just experiencing so much sadness and grief. I can't even explain how much I needed that at that time. And I mean, you know, if it hadn't been Baby Yoda that came out, I don't know what else would have, you know, saved me, quote unquote. I mean, it certainly wouldn't have been like American Girl dolls or anything like that. It was just something that happened at that moment that was the perfect timing. And the community just came to me at a time when I needed something to be happy about. And of course, you know, we were all going through COVID, dealing with quarantining, not being able to be with other people. And I think that really impacted a lot of us. You know, that's what created the bonds that were happening so quickly. So that's kind of how things started for Baby Yoda SD. And now, almost 4 years into it, I've had the pleasure of meeting so many people in person, friends that I never would have imagined meeting face to face. So just having had that experience, it just seems like the natural evolution is I want to meet everybody. I think we all want to meet each other. Every time there's a meetup and people are posting pictures and sharing everything that they're experiencing, I think many of us have FOMO. And like, while we're happy and excited that the friends are meeting, which I know we all are, at the same time, we're just like, oh man, I wish I was there. I want to see this account or that account or this person or whatever. So the point maybe of this podcast is to kind of bring a little bit of that to you wherever you're at. We're not sitting down face to face, or you're not getting to see, you know, this person in front of you. But you'll get to hear from them. You'll get to ask questions of them, kind of get to meet the people behind the account. And as the community goes on, and hopefully it goes on forever, hopefully there will be more meetups, more people will meet each other face to face, in person. But until then, maybe we can have something to kind of fill that void of not having our friends right next door to us, or being able to go get coffee or something, you know, the way we would like to do. So this is a work in progress. I'm sure the format will change, the duration of each episode is probably going to be different from time to time, depending. I don't know if it'll be a weekly show or bi-weekly, maybe once a month, I don't know. So our first guest is going to be Life of Baby Yoda, the account of Teacher Charlie and Celui and Grogu and Oliver. So that's going to be super fun. The show date is to be announced at a later date. Hopefully it'll be by next week sometime. But definitely that information will be passed along. And until then, thank you guys for listening to this now. And gosh, I hope it's going to be a fun thing for everybody. In the future, we may have other guest hosts, just depending, but we'll see what happens. Gosh, it's It's just a thought coming to life right now. So be sure to check out the stories for the podcast account. You can enter your questions for the teacher or Celui or Nicole. So thank you guys for listening. Bye for now.